performance appraisal, performance management, trying to get it right, has been going on for literally decades in government. But I think the confluence of events here for the senior executive system is a couple things. One, there's, for the last couple years now, there's been a concerted effort by the administration for the senior executive service get back to the original intent of an executive cadre in government that's not tied to any one agency, but rather is executive leadership for government with an expectation that senior executives will periodically move across agencies, which for the most part has not happened. But the second thing is the reason why now is that there's obviously a huge emphasis in government on getting results. Agencies are getting squeezed, and they're only going to be squeezed more tightly going forward on budget matters. And every agency is going to really need to focus on, okay, we can't keep doing everything we've been doing. Let's focus on the most important things, and let's make sure that we're getting results. So this system change, which went out to agencies last Friday from the director of OPM, John Barry, and the deputy director for management at OMB, Jeff Zients, this was intended to help on both fronts. It was to focus on creating a government-wide system that was uniform, because every agency has been doing its own thing. They've designed their own systems, and sometimes they're very different from one another.
So how does the uniformity of evaluation help in the mobility across government of senior executives?
Because one of the impediments right now, one of the disincentives for senior executives to move from one agency to another is that if you're going from an agency with, let's say, has a fairly tight approach to performance management, they don't give very many outstanding ratings, for example, on a percentage basis, to another agency, you desire to work in another agency that is more generous in their performance appraisal system, it's hard to make that transition. And then bonuses are tied to your ratings. So there's a reluctance on the other way for executives to go from a generous agency, if you will, performance-wise, to an agency that has a different approach, which is, in the mind's eye of the employee, the senior executive, less generous.
But is it also possible that people are not moving because by the time you get to the SES, you could be close to the end of your career and you kind of like it where you are? Also, could another reason that they don't move that much is because they are reaching the SES because of expertise in the mission area of a particular agency?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And there are a multitude of reasons why senior executives do not move. In August of 2009, we issued a report, Unrealized Vision, Reimagining the Senior Executive Service. And in there, we noted that, you know, there's a number of disincentives, one of which you just mentioned. In some cases, I think we've got people in senior executive service positions that really are technical experts. Their value to their agency is their knowledge of that agency's programs, or let's say somebody at Treasury, you know, they're a recognized tax expert, not necessarily going to be as valuable in agriculture, for example. So you have one issue of you know, making sure that senior executive jobs really are senior executive jobs and not senior leader jobs or senior technical jobs. That's one thing. But so there's a variety of things, but one, you know, this is one element, the inconsistency in performance appraisals and associated bonuses. And this attempts, at least for that one element, to level the playing field. It's not going to be sufficient, but it's a necessary step, I think.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And you said the emphasis on results is the other issue that this new policy of performance evaluation is trying to get at.
Tell us
how it does that.
Well, they've fashioned this system around what they call the executive core qualifications. for the senior executive service. Those are things like leading change, leading people, business acumen, which is how well do you understand how things get done in agencies. Building coalitions is a fourth. And the fifth executive core qualification is results-driven, the ability to demonstrate that you're actually getting things accomplished. And on that element, which really gets a lot of attention in this new appraisal system, first of all, it mandates that at a minimum, it's going to be given 20% of the weight towards the final rating, and no other element can have more than that in terms of weight among the five. And there's some fairly rigid criteria in terms of how do you get the top rating in results driven? And it starts with, and this is just common sense for good management, but sometimes common sense gets overlooked. It does require that basically at the beginning of the rating period, the evaluation year, that you have very specific goals, stretch targets, things that, you know, as a senior executive, you're committing to accomplishing, and then, you know, to hold you accountable for actually getting them done. It's like, you know, putting your, you know, New Year's resolutions on a list, but then saying, yeah, and we're going to check, you know, throughout the year and at the end of the year as to how well you've maintained those and how well you've met your resolutions. So I think this is a very important step forward for many agencies. Now, a few agencies have focused on this anyway.
So it sounds as if the people that are really good are going to be in great shape, but if you fall on the bottom of the bell curve or the side of the bell curve, you could be maybe on the way out.
That's true. This is upping the game. The notion is that being a member of the senior executive service is an honor. But I will say one other thing, Tom. You know, I'm a former member of the senior executive service. I've studied this stuff for many years. No performance appraisal system, no matter how good, and this is a pretty good one, it's not self-implementing. So the bottom line here is that this is an improvement over what most agencies have been using, but how well it ultimately works is going to depend on how seriously it's taken within the agencies and how well it's implemented.